listening to the Bee Business Bee podcast. Buzzing for business.
Hello and welcome to another Bee Business Bee podcast. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Bee Business Bee. Coming up on this week's show, find out why Lloyds Bank is to resume dividend payments, why BA's owner is reporting soaring profits, why Greece is still on borrowed time when it comes to the Eurozone, and what does the Labour's plan for tuition fees mean for businesses and the economy. All this and much more coming up on today's Bee Business Bee podcast.
The Bee Business Bee podcast. The best business podcast not on the radio.
Lloyds Banking Group is to confirm that it's going to start paying dividends to shareholders once again. This will be the first dividends paid to shareholders since the banking crisis in 2008. This is when the government actually purchased shares to take over the largest ownership of Lloyds Bank as an organisation. Paying a dividend is going to be good news for all shareholders as they get a return on their investment that they made in the bank. And it also means that the government's likely to be able to offload some of those shares it used taxpayers' money to purchase in the first place and increase its revenue sources, which of course it can invest back into the economy and paying down the national deficit. Clearly shows that the economy has started to grow when banks are starting to see more and more success. British Airways owner, International Airlines Group, IAG, has reported a massive jump in its annual profits, and as a result, it's now raised its forecast for the year 2015. This is interesting news because typically seeing more people flying suggests that the economy is picking up on a global scale. Of course, in the UK, BA says it's had success because the strong pound against the euro is helping people to consider going on holiday and take more trips, and the increase in consumer confidence as a result of a fast-growing economy is meaning people are more confident and more likely to take air travel. BA suggests that it could be a really good year for air travel. Combine this, of course, with reduced fuel costs because the price of oil is falling, and actually low levels of inflation, meaning wages are not increasing, and BA's profits are increasing at one of the rapid rates not seen in this decade. The Eurozone this week has agreed to give Greece an extension on its current loan conditions. As a result of this, this means that Greece has now got another 6 months to try and sort out its finances, which have made it a troubled country in the Eurozone. There were fears that a deal could not be agreed, as Greece was trying to look to reduce the amount it had to repay to the Eurozone. However, countries such as Germany were refusing to budge on this and demanding that it had to be paid in full. As a result, it appears that we just bought some time. It has brought some stability to the markets because there was fear last week that if Greece was to default on its debt and not pay, then how many other countries would choose not to do this? And as a result, would it create another global crisis? This fall in consumer confidence could quite easily knock any economic growth, including that in the UK. Hence, why we really want a decision to be made and a long-term decision to be made to ensure that our economy continues to grow just like many others. Remember that most of our trading partners are in the European Union, which obviously puts a great dependency on stability in that market. And finally this week, Ed Miliband, the Labour Party leader, has said that he wants to actually reduce the amount of tuition fees that students have to pay. However, there's been claims that this could be an absolute disaster for the economy and for universities in general. Remember, universities are a business, and of course, as a result, they need to make money. They feel that their tuition fees that they charge at the moment offer value for money and enable them to offer a good quality education. The claim is that if they have to reduce these fees, then the standard of qualification and the standard that they can deliver to their students will be greatly reduced. Also, there's fears that the graduate tax plan, which Ed Miliband is proposing, could have an impact on how much people are earning in the longer term, because you'll have to pay back a greater amount of money regardless of what job you go into if you are a graduate from a university. Some people say this is unfair, and the current system at least only means that you pay back more depending on how much you earn. This will be an interesting one, and of course the fact that we have a general election coming up in the UK in May is going to create more uncertainty in the UK in general, but also it's going to create more debate amongst many business leaders. That is a week of business news.
Bee Business Bee podcast word of the week.
This week's Bee Business Bee word of the week is market segmentation. Market segmentation is when we break down the market into smaller subsections. For example, we might start to focus on the different age groups or different genders. We don't focus on the whole market because it's expensive to focus on the whole market, and most products tend to have a very specific audience that we aim for. For example, if you look at the Ford KA typically has an age segmentation of around 17 to 24 years old and aims more at females. As a result of that, you'll tend to place your adverts in places where females would go to look for this this product, so more like magazines aimed at women or maybe TV channels like ITVB. That's why market segmentation is important and critical to a business's success. And that's why market segmentation is this week's Be Business Bee Word of the Week.
The Be Business Bee Podcast. The best business podcast, not on the radio.
Thank you for joining me today with the podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to feedback to me and give me a follow on Facebook. It's facebook.com/BeBusinessB. You can always tweet me. It's @BeBusinessB. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/BeBusinessB. Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/BeBusinessB. Plenty of free resources and videos on there to help you with your business studies. And of course, check out my website. It's bebusinessb.co.uk. Full of resources and quizzes that can help you with your business studies. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. Recommend it to friends, share it, like it, and give me some feedback and help me to improve it for the future. It's all about making sure that you enjoy business as much as I enjoy delivering it and sharing it with you. Until next time, I'll see you then.
You're listening to the Be Business Bee Podcast. Buzzing for business.